greet his friends. This year should be a special list for Rabbanu Miras Shiyichyo, Luschos Rabbios Etzvi, Bamar Sana Miriam, Sustavit Avram, Bamar Sana Miriam, Luschos Naomi Sara, Basmar Sana Miriam, Hamachal Yotze Chalatzem, Nachkidus Rachaim Tzu, Chotze Chalatzel, Nishas Rachaim Tzvi, Ben Revelio, Liza Rachel, Bas Rachaim Tzvi, Lenishmasa. The Gemara and Maseches Kedushin and Adavav Amid Beis, some rabbi and Mekadosh Milva, once Mekadosh a woman with a Milva, she owes him money, and he's Mekadosh her with this loan, so she's not Mekudeshes. And later on, the Gemara says in Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, Amrav Mekadosh Milva ain't a Mekudeshes, it's Mekadosh a woman with a Milva, she's not Mekudeshes, because Milva's Lahot son. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Braisa that you can do a mecher with a milveh. So why can't you do kedushin? V'yamres milveh lo tzah nitna b'maykani. If you hold that a makadish milveh ain't a mekudeshes, then how are you kona with a milveh? It says with a mecher. If you want to buy something with a milveh, you're kona it. But you just told me that milveh b'hot lahotzah nitna, and therefore makadish milveh ain't a mekudeshes. So if milveh's lahotzah nitna, and therefore ain't a mekudeshes, it shouldn't work for a mecher either. So we see in the Gemara that just like a makadish milveh ain't a mekudeshes, so too b'mecher lo kana, because we hold lahotzah nitna. And from this Gemara, everyone is tamei on the Rambam. We've had discussed this in the past. Everyone's tamei on the Rambam, who paskins in the fifth parak of Chazish Salach Yud Gimel, Shemakadish Milveh Ena Mekudeshes. But when it comes to Mecher, he paskins in the seventh parak of Mechir Alach Adalid, that if somebody had a chov by his friend, and he said to Mocholi Chavishal Yain Bechov Sheishli Atzlecha Veratzel Ma'amocher, so if he wants to acquire it with money that he's owed by this person, and he said, you know, I'll just be Mochel the money and then I'll buy it, so it works. It's a Kenyan. So you can be kona there's a mecher with a milveh, but not kedushin. But the Gemara says that it works together. If a milveh lo tzah nitna, then it doesn't work for kedushin or for mecher. So how can the Rambam paskin that by kedushin mekadish milveh na mekudeshes, but by mecher it's beseder gamor? By mecher you can make an acquisition with a milveh. So how's the Rambam mechalik between the two? The Ravid's already masik on the Rambam over there. And the Magid Mishnah discusses this in Perek Hay and Perek Zayin. So the Magid Mishnah writes that the Rambam was somech on the sugya later on, and Davchav Ches Amid Beis and Bav Metziah Mem Bav Amid Beis, where we see that there is a one can be. Where it says Yesh Damim Shem Kachalifin. Ketzad hechlif dmei shor bepara, o dmei chamor beshor. If the seller is chayav money for an ox that he bought, so in other words, let's say I already bought an ox from you, and I owe you $100, and now you want to buy from me a cow for that obligation, for that chov. In other words, you'll be mochel on the chov, and I'm going to give you a cow. So it works. This works just like chalifin, and just like barter works. So what's going on over here? In other words, I owe you $100 or whatever it is, and now we're making this sale that I'm mochel this $100, and you're mochel the $100, and you're going to take a cow. So how is this mecher being done with a milveh, with a loan? So you see, this sugya holds that you can't do a mecher with a milveh. And the Rambam paskins like this sugya. Rambam paskins like the sugya in Kiddushin, that by Kiddushin, no. And he paskins like the sugya here in Kiddushin above Metziah, 28b and 46b respectively, that you can do it with a mecher. That the milveh works with a mecher. So that's the teretz of the Magid Mishnah. Or you can say that the Rambam is samech on the Sigin Bav Metzia on page 66a. There also you see that the mecher works with a milveh. There it says, this is the machlokes, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Bilvo al Sadeyu. So you lend me $1,000, and I say to you that if I don't return the loan, you can have my field. And if this is said after Vamar Leba Achar Matan Mos, Imiya Tanosin Li Mikan Bat Shalosh Shanim Hareu Shali. So you say to me that if you don't pay me back the $1,000 within 3 years, the field is yours. So what's the din? Rav Huna says, you're not kona the whole field, you're only kona keneged ma'osav. You're only kona $1,000 worth of the field. And Rav Nachman says, you're kona the whole thing. And the Rishonim say, how are you kona anything? It's a milveh. Because you're taking this field because of money that you lend me. So how do you make a kinyan with a milveh? So the Shita Mekupetzes brings various answers, but the Rambam doesn't accept these answers. And the Rambam holds that milveh works by mechira. So basically, bottom line is that you have two sugyas that indicate that when it comes to mecher, you can do a mecher with a milveh. And therefore the Rambam was sumach on one or both sugyas. And the Rambam isn't bothered then by the sugya in Kedushin, which puts the two together, which says that there's no Makadish b'milveh, and there's no mecher b'milveh. The Rambam says no. I'm going to say there's no makadish b'milveh, but mecher b'milveh, I'm going to say there is, because of those other two sugyas. So even if you say that it's a machlokas ha-sugyas, you still have to understand why the Rambam paskin as he did. Why the Rambam paskin like the sugya that tells us that that there is mechila b'milveh, that there is mechira b'milveh. And that's unzer arbit. That's our avoda, to try to figure out why the Rambam paskins as he does. And we are going to go on the derech of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva. We've been going through the shiurim. We've had many, Baruch Hashem, and I'm just such gratitude to the Rabbanu Shalom, that we're zoche to go through the shiurim of Rosh HaYeshiva, Reb Chaim Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So that's the derech we're going to go here. We're going to see how Reb Chaim dealt with this. And see Nefilos Mitoras Hashem. Says in Asivis in Simon Shin Dalad Mem Sif Katan Aleph, to explain the Rambam based on his Yisod, that Yichud lePiro in Aydeh Halove VeAmalve Mehani LaHaknos HaChefetz LaMalve VeLo Kinyan Nosaf. We already discussed this in another shir at length, that when you're Meyached an object for Piro and for payment, that already is a kinyan for the malveh. If the loven malveh set aside an object for payment, that yichud, that setting aside, is enough of, that's already considered payment without making another kinyan. V'hainu d'had malveh milveh mahani v'mecher ein amidin kinyan kesef. So that then milveh is effective by mecher, that you can make a sale through an already pre-existing loan, it's not midin kinyan kesef, because there's no kesef, the kesef is gone. Ela midin gvias chov, but rather it's because it's collecting the debt. The kevin de miyachadim halove v'hamalve sachefetz lepiron hachov, nigna hachefetz lamalve midin piron chov. Since they're setting it aside, it's acquired midin piron chov. So he sets aside his para for piron chov. He owes the guy money for the shore that he bought, and then he sets aside the. He gives him in exchange the para, but that para, is he's miyachid this chefetz for piron chov, and that's how it works. It's not midin kinyan kesef, it's midin piron chov. B'lachein b'kiddushin de lo shayich liknos ha'isha b'taras gvias chov. You can't acquire a woman with gvias chov, right? You lend her $1,000 and you say, all right, you know, keep the thou, and in exchange, let me be kona you. That's not, and you want to say, oh, so you're miyachid her as piron chov. Ein kaze davar, you can't. Bikona a woman b'taras gvias chov. The only nidon is kinyan kesef, and milva is not kesef. The money's already gone. Lefi zemi yushav. Based on this, we understand the sugya and daf mem zayin. Gemara there says, "Hamakadish milvein amakudeshes," because milvus latzon nitnan. The Gemara says, "What about the brisa that says b'shavin b'mecher shezek kana v'yamris milva latzon nitnan b'may kani?" You can make a kinyan with a milve, and if milvus latzon nitnan, then how are you making the kinyan? So, the Gemara's question is b'may kani. It's because shavin b'mecher shezek kana mashma shumidin kinyan kesef. So the mashmos is that the kinyan by a mecher is a kinyan of kesef, and not midin yichud lepiron. Shavim b'mecher shezek kana. What type of kinyan is it? It's kinyan kesef. And what the Gemara is asking, and if milvus latzon, then where's the kinyan kesef here? V'ainu dekona av shelo keneged chovo, uketin kesef desagi b'pruta lekinyan. So it doesn't matter how much the chov was, it's enough to have a pruta. And one pruta is kona the whole thing. It doesn't have to be that the money that the person is being mochel is equal the object that he's selling. That a person is trying to buy an object for Reuven owes Shimon $100. And then Shimon says, all right, give me that object, and I'll be mochel you the $100. So the mashmos of the Gemara is that it's not, we're not talking about where the object is $100. He's kona keneged chovo. He's kona midin kinyan kesef, where prut is enough. And the Gemara asks, and if you say milva latzon nitnah, how are you making a kinyan here? The Gemara is understanding that it's midin kinyan kesef, and therefore it doesn't work. And midin gvias chov, you're kona b'shir chovo. If it was gvias chov, whatever, however much the chov is, however much the chov was, that's how much the person is kona in return. So the Rambam upaskins that there's by mechira, there's you can do mechira b'milveh. So he's talking about where this transaction is being done with the amount of money that's owed. Reuven owes Shimon $100, and he's giving him barrels of wine worth $100. So that's mitaras piron chov. So that's how the nesivus is miyashev. The Gemara in Def Mem Zayin, that There's no mecher b'milve. There's no mecher b'milve. You can't make an acquisition with an already with an already existing loan. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is, how can you tell me it's lotza nitna if shamim b'mecher shezek kana? And the Gemara's kasha is that it's kana b'din kinyan kesef. And if milvus lahotza nitna, then how are you making a kinyan? But that's all because we're talking about kinyan kesef. But if it's yichud lepiron works. And that's going to be keneged chov, however much the chov was, then when you're miyachid the chef, it's keneged that chov, not just a pruda. Because that's returning the chov. That's yichud lepiron. And not big Torah's Kenyan Kesef. And the Rambam that paskins that there is Mechira v'milvez because he's talking about Yichud l'Piron. And the Gemara that says there isn't is talking about Mitara's Kenyan Kesef. So it would appear that the Geder of the fact that you can do a Mecher with a Milveh, that if someone is owed money, he could be Mochel the money and sell something in return. And if he gets something and buy something in return, because that he's buying is called Yichud l'Piron, it's for payment. It's not Bitaras Kenyan Kesef, because Kesef is gone. The money's already long gone, right? But the Piron, he still owes a Piron, so this is Yichud l'Piron. So what's the gad there? Shebe'emes, b'chol gvias chov, ein abir d'zoche b'mamon aloive. Whenever you're collecting a chov, it's not pshat that you're zoche in the money of the love. But rather pshat is that you're taking your own nechasim. Shekevin sheyesh lemalve memoini gaboch itzel aloive al korchach shegoive kchoivo shelo notel. You're taking what belongs to you, because since the malve has memoini gaboch by the love, in other words, the malve's money is sitting by the love, when he's collecting his chov, he's collecting what belongs to him. And therefore, Yichud l'Piron is enough without a kinyan. Because when there's a ritzui between the lov and the malve, that the mos should be miyuchadim l'Piron, nimtza she'elu emamamanus she'yesh l'malve b'yad aloiv, it turns out that this is the money that the lov is holding onto for the malve. So the moment you're miyachid this money or this object for Piron, so automatically it turns out that, oh, that's what belongs to the malve. This already, again, we discussed this yisod in previous shiur b'siyata d'shmaya quite a while ago, I must say, but I know that we discussed it. V'shapir harem shalom malva b'lo tzorach l'shum kinyan. You don't need any kinyan, because it turns out we're mevara that this was really yours, because it's memoni gaboch. The malva has kesef by the love, and then you're miyachid kesef or a chefetz l'piron, and the memela, the second you're miyached at l'piron, so it then belongs to the malve, because that's the memoni gaboch of the love for the malve. And the yisod for this, shegvias chov, ein inyanosh zechia b'shal aloive, mikorach chov. It's not pshat that the malve is getting what the love is holding onto because of the chov. In other words, there's a chov, and now he's getting what belongs to the love. Since there's a chov, he gets to take something from the lover. That's not the pshat. But rather pshat is, d'shalohu notel, he's taking what really belongs to him all along. It's really his. It's where Ms. Mavar that it's his. So we see this yisod from the Gemara and Daf Tes Zayin. And that is Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia is talking about a gazlan who steals land. Okay, so you have Shimon the thief, and Shimon the thief steals land from Reuven. Okay, and then after Shimon the thief steals the land from Reuven, what does he go ahead and do? Gazlan shemachar karka gzula la'acher V'chazar v'lakcha mibaylam harishonim. So what does Shimon the Gazlan do? He goes and sells the land to Levi. So Shimon the Gazlan sells the land to Levi. And then Shimon the Gazlan goes back to Reuven and he pays Reuven for the land. You know, I stole this land for you. Here's the gelt. So he goes back to Reuven and he pays Reuven for the land that he stole from him. Now the shaila is, does this work for Levi? Does this kinyan work for Levi? Because when Shimon sold it to Levi, Shimon the Gazlan sold it to Levi, what sort of sale it is? Is that bechlal his land? Okay, I always offer people, I'll sell you my apartment for a very, very cheap price. Sounds great, right? The only problem is it doesn't belong to me, I'm just renting. Ask my landlord, right? So you can't do that. So the sale was nothing when Shimon sold it to Levi. But now Shimon goes ahead and he buys it back from Reuven. Ah, zekvar sipur acher. He bought it back from Reuven. Now the question is this kinyan valid to make it Levi's? And the Gemara says that it is. Kana lokeach. Levi the lokeach acquires this land. Why? Mishum denichale legazlan delo lekruye gazlana. Because the Gazlan, Shimon, doesn't want to be called a Gazlan. That's not so geschmack to walk around being called a Gazlan. That's one Gemara, one Mandiyomar. And another Mandiyomar is Nichale Legazlan de Lega Memnuse. He wants to be considered an Erlich Yid. He wants to be considered an honest guy. So this is Lega Memnuse. So therefore, when he makes the Kinyan, on whose behalf is he making the kinyan? He's making the kinyan on behalf of Levi. And therefore it's kana lalokech. Upirish harashba, mishum haitainu miskavin liknos avor alokech, v'hanigzol miskavin lahaknos alalokech ayin sham in the rashba. Because of this, because the Gazlan doesn't want to be called a Gazlan, and because he wants to be established as an honest guy, so he is intending to acquire this for the lokeach, for Reb Levi. And the nigzal, Reb Reuven, is miskavein to be maknedis to the lokeach, to Reb Levi. So you have Shimon who wants to buy it for Reb Levi, and you have Reuven who wants to sell it to Reb Levi. And therefore it's all good. That's the Rashba. Now, the Gemara on page 16a in Bava Metzia says, Hi lokeach, this buyer, b'may kani lahai ara. How is he acquiring this land? B'hai shtar. He's acquiring this land with a shtar. Ask the Gemara, but how can that be? With the shtar that he used when he bought it from the Gazlan. In other words, when Levi bought from Shimon the Gazlan the land, they had a shtar. So with that shtar, he's acquiring the land. So ask the Gemara, that shtar is chaspa be'alma. That shtar is just a piece of pottery. What sort of shtar is it? The Rashba writes, Nigzel, makne lalokeach. So you're right that the nigzel, Reuven, is being makne this to Levi. Mekomokom maksha other minin hasem dehecha de gaba gazlan bechovo luukme kame lokeach kaboy. Ve'aha shapir kaparich delo shayich ahutayma de nigzel makne osel lalokeach delav bedide talia milsa. So the Rashba explains, now, what are you talking about? What's the problem? He's not koneh. Levi isn't koneh the land with the shtar. Levi's koneh the land when Shimon buys it on his behalf from Reuven. So he explains the Gemara differently than we would have thought. He explains the Gemara that it's going on a different case. That the Gemara there says that that where he's gove the gazlin bechovo, let's say the gazlin steals karka, Shimon steals karka from Reuven, and Reuven happens to owe him $1,000. So the gazlan, so Shimon goes to Reuven and he says to him, you know what? This land, this $1,000 land, that's your chov, your debt is paid up. And the Gemara says that we revire what happened. Yisle arachrisi, if the nigzal is other land, v'amar hai ba'ina, and the gazlan says, no, I dafka want this land that I stole. So Dafka wants this specific stolen land. So you know what his das is? Look me kami lokech kabay. Because he wants the buyer, that it should belong to the buyer. That's why he chose specifically this land. It's not just about him getting his money back, getting land. He wants to give it to the buyer. So that's what the Gemara says. Ve'aha, says the Rashba, Shapir kaparich de lo shayach hu taimer de nixo maknos el lokech. There, the nigzal is not makna the land to the lokech. Why? The lav bididei talia milsa, because it's not tolu in him. What happened in this case? Shimon stole from Reuven, and then he sold the land to Levi. And then he goes to Reuven, and he says, okay, this will be in exchange for the money you owe me. And Reuven's like, yeah, so great. But how is Levi acquiring the land when Shimon sold it to him? It was stolen land, and now there's just an agreement between Levi and Reuven, Shimon and Reuven, that it should be in exchange for the chov. But how is Levi acquiring the land? It's not totally in the nigzal. If it was talking about the other case where he went ahead and he bought it on behalf of Levi. He went back to Reuven and he acquired it on behalf of Levi. So then, in Achinami, like we said before, Gazlan Shemachar Karka Gzula La'acher V'chazer B'lacha Mibala Marishonim, he seals it to Levi and then he goes back to Reuven and he buys it. He sells it to Levi and then he goes back to Reuven and he buys it. So when he goes back to Reuven and he buys it, Reuven wants to be making it to Levi, and Shimon's acquiring it for Levi. So that's Bemet, Talui, in Reuven. So everything is great. So the land belongs to Levi. But here the Gemara's kasha is that when Shimon sold it to Levi with the shtar is worth nothing. And not only that, but afterwards, when he goes ahead to Shimon, Shimon goes to Reuven and he says, you know, this will be in exchange for the chov. And Reuven says, okay, fine, but how does Levi get the land? And by what? By dint of what does Levi get the land? Lav v'didei talya milsa. It's not totally in the lokech. It's not totally in the nigzal. He has no rights in it. He can't sell it to Levi by being mochel the chov. How does Levi get it? When Shimon buys it for Levi, so then that's the kinyan. On behalf of Levi, Shimon wants to buy it for Levi, Reuven wants to be maknipst for Levi. But when Shimon steals from Reuven and sells it to Levi, and then says to Shimon, okay, it's an exchange for the chov. So how on earth does Levi get it? So that's the kasha of the Rashba. But tzarech bi or divrei Rashba, the luyehe she'en a gazlan haloive yochel aknoisa lalokeach mikol mokom erei a gazlan amalva yochel lisko savura. So it's true that the nigzol can't be maknit to the lokeach. However, the gazlan, the malve, can be zelch on behalf of the lokeach. So when he collects this, he's now collecting the land. He says, okay, and it's an exchange for the loan. So his das is on behalf of the lokeach. So why shouldn't the lokeach be zoche in the land by this schus of Shimon the Gazlan? Shimon the Gazlan wants to be zoche on behalf of Levi. What's the problem? Rabbeinu Shimon in the Chedushim, where Chedush of Shimon, Bab Mitzia Simon Yud Zayin, discusses this. Other Sfarim also discuss it. It's discussed by Rabbi Abba Berman in the Shiurim Yonatam and other sources. So hopefully, I hope in the future we're zoche to see more Hashem. I hope Hashem gives me life, gives you life. So it would appear be'emes that the malvik cannot be goyve l'choiv and be zocha for someone else. And it's not like a mitzia that you could be zocha for somebody else. And that's because kshe goyve choivoi ain't a zocha b'shaloive mitaras zechia v'kenyan. That when you're goyve achov, you're not goyve what belongs to the loive mitaras zechia v'kenyan. El du begeder a gloi, but rather it's a gilui that these are your mamanis. The malv is megala that it's his mamanis. V'shaloi unoto, that it's really yours. And therefore you can't be zeicher for somebody else. Because it's like being zeicher what already belongs to you. You can't be zeicher. I own something and I say to somebody else, okay, I'm acquiring this on your behalf. You can't do that. You can't go ahead and acquire what you already acquired. Try go marry your wife, right? She's already married to you, it's too late. You can't acquire, well, certainly for someone else, you can't acquire something you already own on behalf of somebody else. So here, it's Mordik. The Shimon, when he says to Reuven, all right, the land will be for the Piron Chov, it's showing that really this land belongs to Shimon, and therefore no Kenyan is necessary. It's because it's really Shimon's. And if it's really Shimon's, then he can't acquire it for Levi, because you can't be Zecher what belongs to you for somebody else. And it's Mizbar that this is Mizgala, this is really belongs to Shimon. And even though the Gazlan, the Malve, wants to be Reuven, even if he wants to give it over to Levi, it doesn't matter. Lav b'didei talya milsa. It's not talui in the Gazlan, it's not talui in the Nigzal. Even the Gazlan, it's not Tali. Even though the Gazlan, even though Shimon doesn't intend that the karka should remain his, he wants to get it over to Levi, but it doesn't matter because Lav B'di Dei Tali Mils, it's not Tali in Shimon B'chlam. Kevin Sof Sof Ratzel Likvos Chov, he wants to be Goyvi as Chov. And when you go over your Chov, you're Megala that it was really yours. And if it's really yours, if this land is really yours, then Memela, you can't acquire it on behalf of somebody else. That's the Rashba's kasha. So then, how does Levi get the land? That's the Gemara's kasha according to the Rashba. How does Levi get the land? So that's terrific, and we have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. Please stay tuned. We'd like to learn more together in this sugya, very very gishmak, and see much more mitaras Hashem. Okay, so please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.